So this whole College Station school district and the money thing is insane.
Yeah.
This is just crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we've known it's been crazy, and it's just now, apparently, Eddie Colson, the superintendent at College Station, is saying, wow, it looks like we're whooped on this thing, and we can't keep this. Was it 1.8?
1.4.
1.2 million dollars.
It's seven digits. How about that?
That was in the TIF that College Station had to, you know, you had to disperse the funds again because you didn't do everything that you needed to in the TIF in time or whatever. And because this has never happened before, the Texas Education Agency didn't know exactly what they needed to do, and so they researched it. And obviously, we've been talking about this thing for months. College Station sees this pot of money that really I think should be theirs, and now they're going to have to give it back. This in the midst of also probably looking at continued cutbacks in the school district.
Hooray.
Just, wow, amazing that that's going to happen. But that's okay. I'm sure it's going to go to some very deserving boys and girls in some other school district. Hello. Okay.
Mm.
You did all that just to do that. Okay.
Maybe we covered their subject for them.
I can't imagine. I just and again, people who have really delved into this and looked at it, I'm just standing on the outside going, really? Golly. Thanks, though. All right. Now, I don't know if there's karma or not. I don't know if it really exists, but have you had that person who's behind you? They just got to get on down the road faster than you are going.
Okay? I had it just yesterday afternoon.
Tom, I think it happens to you a lot, but tell me this story. Well, I don't know. No,
really? I mean, really?
Oh, I consider you a speed demon. Yeah, there's no doubt. All right. So what happened?
Well, no, I'm coming down 2818 right here at the back of our building.
Uh-huh.
And I put on my right blinker to enter our little back entrance. And there's a fellow in a truck right on my bumper. And he can't wait for me to slow down and take my right to get up to the stop sign that's 100 feet up there that he's going to have to wait anyway. He has to jerk out into the left lane behind me because I'm slowing down and almost runs into the car that's back to my left and then scoot around me to go up and stop at that stoplight that's 100 feet ahead.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that,
maybe he was too busy texting and he looked down and realized he was about to rear end you.
I guess so. So I guess I was taking too much time to take my right turn. I was keeping him from things.
Or as Jay said, maybe he wasn't paying attention, he or she, I don't know what it was. Looking down and went, oh, I'm going to hit that car. I better move. Hello?
I've considered Tom a speed demon before.
Well, thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
But there's somebody who's behind you. They just got to get going. They honk their horn. They give you the little special salute, and then they pass you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And then about a mile down the road, they're pulled over for a ticket, right?
Oh, I mean, and you love that.
Don't you?
Oh, God. That's one of the most satisfying things.
Got one better.
Huh,
got one better than that.
Uh-huh.
In San Francisco, some guy in his Porsche was angry at the line of cars in front of him just sitting there. Okay? As in, why don't you idiots go, especially because there's an empty lane right there in front of you. So why don't you go in that empty lane?
Uh-huh.
So the Porsche driver took the lane to pass the stationary traffic. And, of course, going probably too fast, plowed right through the patch of freshly poured cement.
Oh, Harriet.
Oh. And got stuck.
That is good.
Probably out there someplace. I know yesterday, maybe the day before, I saw a video of this as the workers try to help this dude who is happy to sit in the car, of course, while they're putting 2x4s and stuff under his Carrera S, and they shovel out from around the wheels, and they were able to get it out. It took about an hour. Now, obviously, people observing this didn't know whether or not any of that stuff had gotten into the rotors or underneath the car to cause a problem. But
yes, but that's still worthy of, if you're right there by him and you're kind of stuck, you just look over and you take a victorious sip of whatever beverage you enjoy.
Yeah, and again, he had to sit there through the entire thing. Hello?
His car sunk so low that if he opened his doors, it was going to fill in with concrete.
Yeah, well,
that would have been an issue. Yeah,
so let me just sit here and let the concrete go up into the innards of my car.
So when that guy does pass you, getting back to the other celebration, when the guy does pass you, you know, going 90, and then he gets stopped, and then you pass him, is it okay to honk in celebration?
Well, not honk.
Do you get a ticket for taunting or something like that?
Huh? You get 15 yards on the ensuing kickoff.
Right.
What you're supposed to do is actually slow down 20 miles an hour.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
As you go by the officer.
Yeah. Smart, but can you roll down your window and go, yes!
Nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, a group of international researchers.
I did point at someone and laugh one time.
Did you?
Yeah.
They weren't getting a ticket, though. They were getting arrested. So.
Did you know them? Did they know you?
No, I had just gone into a local shoppery of a particular flavor, and they were talking about how a couple of kids that were in there causing problems. Then they found out that they apparently had been shoplifting, and so the next thing I know, I go outside, and as I'm pulling out of the parking lot, they're seated on the sidewalk with matching silver bracelets connected by a chain behind their back.
Oh my!
And blubbering like small children. And
that's, I didn't mean to. Right?
And that's when I pointed and laughed.
I didn't mean to. Okay. A group of international researchers wants a bill of rights for dolphins and whales.
Well, it is high time.
Yeah.
A bill of rights.
Yeah.
For dolphins and whales.
Sure. Okay. Scientists from England and the
Freedom
U.S. presented their case last weekend at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science.
Wait, didn't we run a show from them? Wasn't that one?
We might have. There was a time that we did, yeah. We had a little one and a half minute one. That's right. Yep, sure did.
Huh.
They claim that dolphins and whales are so intelligent, they should be declared...
He's cackling like Flipper now.
Yeah, very good. Non-human persons.
Wait, what?
They should be declared, that's what I'm saying, non-human persons.
What other species fall into the category of non-human
That's it.
Persons?
Aliens, but we don't get to talk to them very often. Non-human persons and protected by a new Bill of Rights. The group essentially wants people... Do you think the folks making the presentation wash their hair regularly? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but anyway. Hyphenated names. The group essentially wants people to stop hunting whales or exploiting mammals in theme parks. The research, okay, you got to go to the theme park and do what? Watch fish? Sorry, you got to have a performer out there. Researchers claim there's growing evidence that animals have a similar level of intelligence, self-aware, and sensitivity to their own.
Well, you know, they've got a movie out now that probably the greatest movie that they've ever seen. And I did go to see it the other day, The Big Miracle. And, this is John Krasinski and Drew Barrymore. This is a true story. You remember the three whales that were trapped in Barrow, Alaska back about 25 years ago.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's a good movie, but it did get political. So,
you think?
Yeah. It did get political Reagan administration.
They decided to call it The Big Miracle and it got political.
Did get political. Yeah. But other than that, it was a pretty heartwarming movie.
Did someone
movie.
Playing Reagan go out into the water with a gun and shoot a baby dolphin? Yeah.
They did have somebody trying to do a Reagan mimic.
Did they?
In the movie.
I don't know the full story. My thought is, though, that... Mm-hmm. That the critters that are in those animal parks, you know, at least don't have to worry about predators, right?
That's true.
I mean, you know, they're not part
other
of the
than,
food
you know,
chain.
Other than 7-year-old kids, you know, screaming at them.
Okay. Anyway.
I think the last time anything predatory happened in an animal park, it was the animal killing one of the trainers.
Right. It's the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. As Ron White said, it was a killer whale.
That's right.
What's surprising you about that? In Austin, a service dog group, this would be Austin, Texas, a service dog group is attempting to make the world's biggest ball of dog hair.
Really? I'm sure the organization that is are they trying to call attention to whatever service dog organization it is?
Going to have to look and see. Just that's the only thing I know.
What's the previous record? Do we know? I mean, what's the circumference record?
How close are they? Do you bring baggies full of dog hair to help them out? I mean,
is there photographic evidence?
Yeah, we'll have to have a look. I mean, do you do that and they kind of spray on some glue and slack it on there? And what color?
Shellac it
be?
For
make it
posterity.
Shine and glisten. Yeah, and then roll it down Lamar. That'd be perfect.